Doug, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hey, Doug, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine.
Good to hear you.
Okay. Yeah. My question relates to trying to determine what credit scores are real and which ones are kind of imaginary. For example, I will go to Credit Karma and I will see 675 on Equifax and 670 on TransUnion. And then I will look at the credit card options and see, you know, good approval odds. So I go ahead and do that. And of course, I get declined. And when I read the adverse action notice, I see they pulled TransUnion and the score was 575.
Right. Right.
So,
it's a fantastic,
you know,
question, Doug. No, you're,
yeah.
This is, so it's a fantastic question. And for those that haven't watched our video on credit scores, and I'm going to tell a quick story on this. So on the, when I wrote the lesson, the day I wrote the lesson, I ran my credit score from TransUnion, Equifax, Experian. I paid for my score from all three bureaus, Credit Karma, FICO, MyFICO, and annualcreditreport.com. None of the credit scores were the same, not one. And they ranged from there was a 200, I think it was 47 point difference from the highest to the lowest. I mean, think about that. It's just crazy, right? So this is why in the lesson around credit scoring, we talk about making sure you know where you're going, what are you trying to apply for? And that's how you look for your credit score, right? So for example, if you're going to apply for a car, go and apply for a car loan and then ask for your credit score. Same thing with a home. Various things. With Credit Karma, you know, I just estimate somewhere between 50 and 70 points higher than what it really is, right? So that's basically the nutshell. But really, the advantage of Credit Karma is to watch the trend, right? Is the trend moving up? And if it is, that's the most important thing.
Okay.
Now, let me just ask you, Doug, while we're on the phone. Have you reviewed your credit report for errors?
Yes, and I did find an account that was included in our bankruptcy still showing as open on Equifax, and I've already got them working on that.
Perfect. Okay. So you're getting those off. Have you have you applied for three credit cards?
I have opened up two for myself and three for my wife. So
okay,
I'm going
good.
To open up one more for myself.
Okay. Okay, great. Okay. So the two for you, three for your wife. Fantastic. So just do that and you're on your way. What about the installment line?
We actually took advantage of, you know, getting a new auto loan right after we filed bankruptcy. And
okay,
so
perfect.
So we've had that going for 4 months now.
Perfect. Okay. So you're set there. So
we are
set. You know what your credit – so you, now, how long has it been since you started rebuilding?
Just a month.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So it just takes time. You're right there. So just keep it up, and you're doing a fantastic job. And you know, just shortly, your credit score is going to keep on going up and up and up.
Yeah.
Yeah.